Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The other side of the badge. Alex Stone joining us live from Los Angeles this morning. Alex was recently invited to experience what it is like firsthand to be a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy. Alex, fill us in.
Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, what we went through is called TAS training, or tactical scenario training, where we play the role of a sheriff's deputy. Let me bring you right into it. That we were welcomed two nights ago by Sheriff Alex Villanueva here in L.A., and he said what we were going to experience, it was going to give us a different view.
You're going to realize that when you're in the shoes of someone making the decisions, it's a lot harder than it looks like.
We were the ones playing the deputies, suspects and the victims. They were actors, or they were deputies as well. They gave us the options that as we rolled up on these scenes that we could use less lethal. We could use a taser, a beanbag round, or a pepper ball round if we thought they were going to be appropriate. Then we got a little bit of training on our Smith & Wesson pistols. Their training guns have been modified to fire what looks like a bullet, but it's a real tiny paint round that comes out, not like a paintball, but little piece of plastic, hurts when you get hit. We went through that.
On the gun command, you will press the trigger back one time and one time only. Gun!
So once ready there, it was time to go out to the scenarios. And just to give you the first one that we went through, and our voices sound a little bit funky in it. We've got protective hoods on. We've got masks on for COVID as well. First call being a disturbance in the park. The call was homeless guy has a stick, might have a knife, and be unstable. Listen to how quickly it unfolds.
How you doing, sir? Hey, can you put
fighting,
that down?
I'm fighting in myself, and I'm fighting the bell started.
Sir,
that's the problem.
What's going on today?
The problem is that you don't understand that the sands of time.
Now you can hear in his voice he's having a mental situation. I come around the patrol car door. He immediately steps toward me with a long pole. I retreat a bit, draw my weapon, knowing he reportedly had a knife. Then it unfolds incredibly quickly. I call in turn. You're going to hear in a second for less lethal. One of those other options. By that time, when I turn back around, he has run over to somebody in the park. He is on top of them, stabbing them. Again, this is all training. Then my partner and I fired from our arrival to it ending less than 43 seconds.
Drop that knife. I think we need something less lethal.
All right. And then it was over at that point. And guys, we had to take that shot. He was on top of the person, stabbing them to death. But then you find out where we shot him and what that headline is going to look like. We had to stop the threat, but where were the shots?
So you got shot in the back?
Twice, lower back, and then once in the back of the head.
Do you know who shot you in the back?
I can't tell you who shot.
I know he shot one time in the back because I could see the round actually impact.
I thought I shot him.
Which is going to sound like a terrible headline, I know. Yeah, yeah. But he was
Deputy Sheriff
imminent threat in that
individual
moment.
In the back. Right. All right. Is that going to look bad on the news?
Yeah, the bad headline of shooting in the back, but it had to be done. So this is training, one, for the deputies to stress them out, but two, for us to show, look, and there were a number of other scenarios, but that this, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback, easy to slow down the video footage, but it happens incredibly quickly.
You know, Alex, in these scenarios, how realistic did you find each? You mentioned this one, obviously, we heard a lot of, but some of the other ones, did they seem to you, you know, realistic? And from what you heard from other deputies, were they everyday situations that you could find yourself in?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the call of somebody who was creating a disturbance in the park, that is an everyday call. We did a traffic stop where the driver would not comply, and we ended up not using any force. But later we found out the whole time he had a gun under his leg and we never saw it. But, you know, we had to yell, turn down the music, roll down your window, stop fidgeting. And every time he would reach for anything, you'd want to draw. But you also know that that's not going to go well. You can't draw your weapon on every traffic stop you do. That, yeah, they said this is their day in and day out. And this is training that they go through as well in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. That deputies routinely have to go and do these same scenarios, and you never know how they're going to go.
Did you find yourself kind of second-guessing any decisions you made?
Oh, absolutely. You know, immediately when you find out you shot him in the back three times, or was there something else that you could do? Even my partners did not agree with what I did. And, yeah, they thought we went in too quickly, but my take on it was, well, he was running over to stab somebody. You had to take action at that point. So there's even debate among those who are taking part. And the deputies will tell you they get the same thing. Deputies who say, oh, you know, even if it's not a use of force, that we could have done it this way or not. And others saying, no, that's not forceful enough. So, you know, they have to walk a very fine line. But the bottom line being that it evolves so quickly, and you don't know a lot of information. You know, going into that call, we knew that he was creating a disturbance. He had a stick. Maybe he had a knife. So what kind of force do you go in on him with if maybe he doesn't have a knife? But then when he produces it, then at that point, you got to do something.
Did you get any sense from the deputies, you know, that their mindset might be different than yours because of experience and training that they've had that you don't?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they go through this. They deal with this every day. But at the same time, you feel your heart pounding as you're going through it. It was nighttime as we're using flashlights and whatnot. And they say that is exactly what they feel. Yeah, that they've learned to keep a lot of that in check. But they have the same unknowns. And in the real world, their life is in danger in that moment. This is one of those deputies, Dan Castaneda, and he says, look, you know, this is the real world.
You were exposed to a few things, right? First of all, it's human reaction time. Some of the basic tactics. The biggest thing for us is you are exposed to how fast these things develop and how much time you have to react and make the right
decision. You don't have a lot of time.
Right. You have maybe seconds or shorter than that to make a decision to use force, not use force, where your life's on the line or someone else's life's on the line.
And that is so true. You know, now, are there bad shootings at times? Are there mistakes that are made? Sure. But their point being that so often, and the L.A. County Sheriff's Department has been dealing with this recently, some shootings that later were determined to be justified, but there have been protests in the streets and claims made by the families of those who have been shot. And they're saying, look at it from the other side. You roll up, the person has a weapon, they take evasive action, they do something. That then the deputies take action, and unfortunately, then sometimes shootings occur.
Alex, thank you so much. Alex Stone out in Los Angeles this morning. He, the other night, had a chance to train with L.A. County Sheriff's deputies, and it was just talking about the encounters, the decisions, split-second decisions that he had to make.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.